So how do we get a solution to any problem? Google. Okay, I'm just kidding. Yes, Google does provide all the solutions in this day and age, but however, there are other ways to strengthen ourselves to find what we are looking for to resolve our problems. So how do we do that and trust our own judgment and not always having to go to others? The first and utmost way is to learn to love yourself and trust your instincts. But how do we tune into our instincts? Has there been a time when you're about to make a decision about a certain someone that you've got this unusual feeling in your stomach and you spelt it out as nervousness of first meeting? But then in the future, that person for some reason broke your trust or betrayed you. I don't know, but they just make you feel uneasy whenever you're around them. Then you're like, oh my God, why didn't I listen to my gut feeling? Trust me, in my experience, I have become accustomed to getting closer to this gut feeling. And wow, it works wonders for me now. You know, in the beginning, you're going to make lots of mistakes, but trust me, they say the gut feeling is never wrong. However, I have also learned to stop expecting anything from anyone and just hoping for the best. And touch wood, it's worked just the way I wanted. As we have covered how to avoid the problematic solutions or even people, how can we find a solution to the problems we may have or are struggling to resolve? Well, my advice is first and utmost is to educate yourself. Okay, I educate myself daily. I love learning something new every day, whether it's relevant or irrelevant. And one way or another, it comes handy. So how do we find a solution? First of all, is to admit that you do have a problem and not to bury it away. Many of us have problems because we don't want to admit that they are problems or just want to avoid them because they're going to just, you know, this then cause us major heartache and just make us go into emotional turmoil. So we want to avoid that. Second thing is, you know, identifying the problem. Okay, that's the biggest step of resolving it, because once you identify the problem, you immediately find steps on how to resolve it. Okay, and the second step is identifying, and that part of that is to research on how to resolve it or even to seek help. There's no harm in seeking help. Trust me, even I seek help if I don't know something. And I know people might say, you know, I don't want to ask so-and-so and it's embarrassing. Trust me, it's just going to take longer. I'd rather go and ask someone. They're not going to care. You know, I don't care what somebody thinks of me. And trust me, nobody really cares anything about you do. Okay, so just go to them. There's no harm in seeking help. And to resolve, you know, you might get the best advice and the best way to resolve it. Google doesn't have all the answers. You know, but it doesn't mean, you know, running around blindly telling everyone your problem to get your attention. What I mean is, seek a good advisor who you know will guide you accordingly. If their advice works, remember, you will feel it inside you that, you know what, this is the right solution, what they're telling me. And lastly, act on the advice that you've achieved. Don't just let it pile there. The formula is simple. Identify, research, and act. And you'd be surprised how quickly, all of a sudden, all your problems start to disappear. But there's one more thing I would like to add, is visualization. Okay. Many of you who are probably reading my blogs and know me a bit more, you know, I like to talk about the law of attraction, law of manifestation. So visualization is the best key. If you visualize that your problem is resolved, don't worry about the how, and do this daily and feel good about it, you'd be surprised that how quickly it will resolve. And also you'll be guided to the steps to your resolvency. It doesn't mean it's just going to poof, vanish like a genie. No, what is going to happen is, sometimes it might, you know, what will happen is, things will guide you towards your problem being resolved. And, you know, you might get a book thrown your way. You might get people thrown your way to go and talk about your issue. And trust me, visualization will help you. And, you know, just go do it. You'll be surprised. So 17 seconds of visualization is it more than enough? You don't have to be daydreaming all day and giving up your job. No, what I mean is visualization is just seeing as your problem is resolved and feeling that it's resolved, and slowly be guided towards it. Anyway, have a wonderful day, and I hope this segment helped you.